Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome in to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider here with you today as we kick off the month of February with episode 137 of our podcast highlighting all things Newman Jets athletics. We've got a lot to get into today in a special themed show for the first time. I really leaned into the National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration, so we're going to hear from a lot of female voices in Newman Jets athletics today, and most of them, well, no, all of them are from the women's basketball team, but that's okay because we're right in the meat of basketball season, so we've got a lot of great things to hear from on the women's basketball side of things today. We'll also hear from RJ Allen and Boston Stanton III from the men's basketball team after a thrilling Saturday inside of Fugate Gymnasium this past week as the Jets swept Rogers State on the basketball court and helped to kick off what was an incredible day at Newman University as we, of course, held our Hall of Fame induction ceremony as six individuals were inducted into the Newman Athletics Hall of Fame. It was such a fun event. I was super lucky to not just get to be in attendance, but to MC the event and to meet some of these great people and to just kind of hear their stories, hear about their accolades, because I've only been around Newman Athletics for a short period of time, about a year and a half now. And that doesn't even make a ripple in Newman Athletics in its history from all the great people that were inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And I unfortunately don't have the ability to get you interviews with all of them this particular time, but I'm working on getting some fun ones for the future from some of those great voices that we heard from and the people that we met at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this past weekend. So a little teaser on maybe what to come in the what's to come in the next few weeks on our JetCasts in the future. But again, very excited about what we have for you on our show today with National Girls and Women in Sports Day this week. But first, let's get into a little recap of how the last week has gone in Newman Jets athletics. On Thursday night, both basketball teams were at home in Fugate kicking off their homestand weekend. They hosted Central Oklahoma, but unfortunately, both games would go the way of UCO. The women's contest was a nail-biter through three quarters, but a slow offensive fourth period for the Jets would be their leading to their demise as Central Oklahoma would win 64-44 in the ladies' contest. The men's contest was all Broncos all the time, and a tip of the cap to Bob Hoffman and UCO for an incredible performance as they defeated Newman 108-75, knocking down, I think, 14 threes and shooting a ridiculous percentage from not just the floor overall, but from long range. And it was really tough for Newman to overcome that hot shooting by a really good UCO team. But again, UCO would sweep that doubleheader on Thursday. Then on Friday, women's bowling was in action at the Saints Invite in St. Louis, and taking on some of the toughest competition in the country yet again, fighting tooth and nail with teams like Wichita State, the number 7 team in the country, Wright State, the number 24 team in the country, Sacred Heart University, the number 11 team in the country. I mean, an absolute gauntlet, not to mention some of the other teams that they faced, but taking part in that Saints Invite all weekend long, not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday as well. The women's bowling team continues to fight and battle through those tough tournaments and tough competitions, but they would finish the Saints Invite on Sunday, and again, a really tough competition, but fell in a good chunk of those competitions, but nothing to really scoff at, because they were right in a bunch of those competitions, knocked off a couple of teams as well in the weekend of competition, like beating the University of Indianapolis and others. So tip of the cap to Billy Murphy and the Jets women's bowling team as they gear up for what's going to be a very busy next couple of weeks on the bowling lanes for the Jets. Also on Friday, the baseball and softball seasons got underway as the Jets softball team opened their year in Branson, Missouri, as they competed in the Branson Leadoff Classic. They fell in their first four games of the season on Friday. They lost their doubleheaders by scores of 8-2 to the to Maryville University and 6-5 to Northwest Oklahoma State. And then on Saturday, they got back in action, taking on Southern Nazarene in one contest, and then Arkansas Monticello in the other. They fall to SNU 10-0, and then to Arkansas Monticello by a score of 4-2. So tough start to the season for the Jets on the softball field, but against some pretty darn solid competition. And early games in both baseball and softball, don't always have to put as much stock into that, because it is a long year with a lot of games to be played, upwards of 50 contests. So still lots of games on the diamond still to be decided. The baseball team would split their competitions to open the season as well. On Friday, they'd play one game and would smack around the baseball, beating Southern Nazarene in Bethany, Oklahoma by a score of 13-3 in the season opener. But the rest of the weekend was a little bit of tough sledding for the Jets baseball team, as they would fall to Southern Nazarene 4-3 on Saturday, and then would take on New Mexico Highlands University, falling 12-7 on Saturday as well. But then they were also in action on Sunday in another battle with New Mexico Highlands, falling by a score of 12-9 in that competition as well. And then on Tuesday, a little earlier this week, the Jets headed down to Alva, Oklahoma to battle Northwestern Oklahoma State and fell by a score of 12-5. So some tough results, but again, early in the year, so nothing to really get too concerned about, because they keep working and they've had some tough circumstances. Both the baseball and softball teams have had to battle through all this crazy cold weather and not really getting the full amount of time outside that might be needed to really get them sharpened up and ready to go. But rust is knocked off, and plenty more baseball and softball still to come over the next couple of weeks as the season really gets going. But we'll talk about the upcoming schedule here a little bit later on in the show. But first, let's take a quick break. And after a word from some of our great sponsors here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, we'll get into some of our interviews for the show today as well. First up, we'll hear from RJ Allen, Hedman's basketball coach, and Boston Stanton III, a senior on the Jets basketball team, as they help to recap what was a great win over the Rogers State Hillcats, snapping what was a 12-game losing streak to RSU with the big win on Saturday. And then some great interviews from our female Jets as well on the basketball court a little bit later on. But again, let's take a quick break and be back with more right after this here on the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Joined up above Potter Family Court now by our influxer player of the game in Boston Stanton III. And Boston, we're starting to make this a bit of a habit, man. You're starting to really put things together and lead this team to some big-time victories. But I want to start with this team's response, because Thursday was a tough blow. There's no way around that. But you had no choice but to move on. Tell me how your team approached this game and how you bounced back for the big win today.
Well, you know, coming into the UCO game, it really wasn't an ideal situation for us. You know, no excuses, but we had probably about half of our team out sick. So, you know, just after the game, after the UCO game, and then yesterday during practice, we just really made it a big emphasis not to make excuses. You know, we got a couple guys out. It is what it is. But we just got to bounce back and be resilient, and that's really what Coach Allen drilled into us. And, you know, we just worked hard, came out and got it done today.
Yeah, got to fight back again. In this one, too, kind of a microcosm of that here today. You get down 12. They kind of punch you in the mouth late in the first half. But what was the response like from this group in the second half?
You know, I think, honestly, we just learned from the last time we played these guys. We were down big and came back. And then, unfortunately, we had that big game against UCO. So positive energy in the locker room at halftime, that was the biggest thing. We were really down on ourselves at halftime of the UCO game. And, you know, everybody from, you know, the walk-ons that don't play, the guys that were on the bench that didn't play, and then everybody that was playing, we all made it an emphasis to be positive with each other and see what we were doing right and what we can improve on instead of what we were doing wrong and dwelling on that.
Well, the first time you matched up with Rogers State Boston, your team turned the ball over 17 times. Today, it was 6.
Wow.
Much better in terms of taking care of the basketball. Has that been kind of a focal point for you, especially as a guy that handles the basketball a lot of the time? Do you kind of have to emphasize the importance of those turnovers being limited?
For sure, because, you know, anytime we don't get a shot up, we lose an opportunity for points. And anytime we give them the ball, we give them an opportunity to get points. So really, instead of just losing out on our points, it's a 4-point swing instead of a 2-point swing. So, you know, every game when we get into halftime or at the end of the game, we look at our turnovers, we see how many points they scored off the turnovers, and then we see, you know, the margin of victory or defeat. And half the time, if we cut down on half of our turnovers, we win games by 20 points. So just taking care of the ball and just making sure we get an opportunity to get some shots up.
Absolutely. Well, you guys got some shots up today and hit them in a big way. I mean, and it was everybody pitching. You had 17 points, but at the same time, Dedrick has 13. Aaron and Thatcher have 12 apiece. You saw 8 points from Jacob Joe off the bench. I mean, everybody was doing a little bit of the heavy lifting in a game like this. How big is that for a team to be able to have so many different guys they can rely on to get the job done?
That's huge. That's huge. You know, I mean, it starts even past the bench guys, like our walk-ons. They can get to it in practice. They make us better. They make us better at guarding. They play good defense on us, and that, you know, makes us better to where we can come out and get it done. But really, it's a mindset thing. It's not, you know, I have to come out and get 17. Sam doesn't have to go out and get 18. J.O. doesn't have to do it. You know, we move the ball, and, you know, the ball just finds the right guy. So,
absolutely. Well, it was a big one today. Helps you take a big step towards Kansas City, and I know that's the big goal. You want to get this team to that stage and have an opportunity in the postseason. But how do you, again, keep this thing going? Because you can't be satisfied. You got a couple of really tough road games coming up next week now. What do you have to take from a win like this to apply to next week?
I mean, like you said, the goal is Kansas City, but even bigger thing is, you know, when you're climbing a ladder, you can't skip steps. So yeah. You just got to take it one rung at a time. And, you know, if we look forward to Kansas City and we miss out on what's right in front of us, you know, that's how we end up, you know, on the wrong side of where we want to be. So just taking it one game at a time, one practice at a time, And, you know, this is my last go-around, so I'm just cherishing every minute of it.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Great performance today, Boston. We'll see you next week, all right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That's Boston Stanton, our influxer player of the game here today, as we'll turn next to our Donlinger Construction post-game coaches interview. Head coach R.J. Allen joins us now as, again, our coaches interview is brought to you by Donlinger Construction, a leader in construction for more than 125 years. Providing high-quality construction services all across the Midwest, and you can learn more at donlinger.build. R.J. Allen, again, is our guest. Coach, this was a gritty, gritty performance by your team today. You get down a little bit early, and, you know, it kind of felt like in the early moments they knocked down a couple of big shots. It kind of felt like deja vu from Thursday night early on, but your team really tightened up defensively, especially after halftime. What was the big factor, though, that helped your team come out with the victory today?
I just thought it was consistency. They did. They hit some shots. I thought they offensive rebound well all game. But in the first half, I think we gave up at halftime 11 second chance points, and we felt like that was really the difference in the half. And so just staying consistent, not having that mentality of deja vu, like just do your job, mm-hmm. right? Next possession, do what you're supposed to do, and keep just grinding away.
We talked before the game about how you didn't feel like it was going to be any one guy in the matchup. You didn't think it was going to come down to one guy because your team hasn't been that way this season. It's been a team effort, and I felt like this game was a true representation of that. I mean, you end up with five double-figure scores and a lot of guys doing a lot of the little things, even without scoring, impacting the winning in big-time ways, but felt to me like this was one of the better all-around team wins of the year so far.
Yeah, I just think that's when we're at our best. Like, this isn't a team that is just dominated by one or two, phenomenal players. It's a bunch of guys collectively playing, having to buy in to play together and share the basketball and build some chemistry. And they've mm-hmm. done a terrific job this year of just kind of buying into that. And so I think that's indicative of the stats night to night. You know, when we play well, I feel like our scoring is balanced and production across the board is balanced.
We talked also before the game about the physicality that Rogers State plays with, and it was a physical contest, especially down low. Caden Fry is a lot to handle, but I felt like we saw some really big steps forward for Dedrick matching up inside today in that matchup. He puts, like we mentioned, a really nice performance with double figures in points, and he did some really nice things rebounding-wise, but I felt like how he defended and helped out that task underneath was a big step forward for a young guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I think the kid is just scratching the surface on how good he could really be. You see bits and spurts of what he's capable of doing. The challenge is getting him to do that every time. But if we can get there, I think you have a kid that has a potential to be really special for our basketball team. But, really proud of just the effort and intensity he put into it on the defensive end, because we do, as a staff, we felt like that was the difference. Just his ability to keep the ball in front and sit down. And, we challenged him yesterday in practice, and he responded.
That's a big challenge, responding to, a really good team for Rogers State and all the things they do well with the physicality. They also present some very interesting challenges with the guard play as well, and I felt like the defense there took some big steps forward with that. But I think it helps also prepare for next week, right? Like, you want to enjoy today's win, but at the same time, coming up in just a couple of days, you've got some really solid guard play coming up in Missouri Southern and, of course, Pittsburgh State. Do you feel like there was the right growth in the defense on the perimeter today as well?
I mean, yeah, there's always room for improvement. I think at this time of the year, you have to just kind of grit out some wins here and there. But, their guards are good. I think there's a lot of really good guards in this league. And so, for us, it's going to be just like it is on the offensive end. It's not just one guy. It's a collective of just guys helping and being active in the gaps and making multiple effort plays. And so when you do those things, definitely give yourself a chance.
All right. Well, Coach, the last thing I've got for you, like we mentioned, two big ones next week on the road with Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State, two games that were really simply put, dogfights the first time we saw them in this gym. How do you see your team kind of moving forward from a game like this? Because this was a dogfight in every sense of the word. How do you kind of try to bottle that success up in a game like this and apply it to next week?
I mean, that's just the time of the year that you're in. You have to understand, like, there's no secrets. You know, teams are well scouted. You know, a lot of it comes down to your will to prepare and just go out and play and just try to get it done. And so I don't have any secret sauce to that. It's just getting it done and prepare well.
All right, Coach. I appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
That's RJ Allen, head coach of your Newman Jets, after a big-time win here today over the Rogers State Hillcats, 85-79. Newman's first win over the Hillcats in their last 12 meetings. But a big-time win moves the Jets to now 13-8 on the season and 6-6 in the MIAA. Meanwhile, Rogers State falls to now 16-8 on the year and 7-5 in the MIAA standings.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at nujetsgear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from nujetsgear.com. That's nujetsgear.com.
Welcome back in to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Today, we're celebrating something really special, National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And, of course, this day is observed every year on February 5th, and it's all about recognizing the incredible achievements of women and girls in the world of sports. And for so long, women and girls have fought for equal opportunities, visibility, and of course, recognition in athletics. And whether it's on the playing field, in the gym, or behind the scenes, their contributions continue to be groundbreaking, from the pioneering achievements of women in sports like Billie Jean King and Wilma Rudolph to today's stars like Simone Biles and Caitlin Clark. The impact of women in sports cannot be overstated. But it's not just about celebrating those legends. National Girls and Women in Sports Day is also about encouraging the next generation to get involved and to pursue their passion, to break the barriers still in front of them. So whether that's playing in a professional or college league, leading a team, or of course coaching the little ones, the future champions, this day deserves to be acknowledged, and it serves as a reminder of the ongoing work still needed to level the playing field for our girls and women in sports. And there's still progress, plenty of it to be made, but when it comes to equal pay, opportunities, representation, all of that, but together we can keep pushing for that change. So today we're celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day with some interviews from some of our women in Newman Jets athletics, and they're women who continue to make their mark in sports and in our university and in the lives of those around them. So their achievements continue to inspire us all, and it inspires me to be a part of this podcast and continue trying to do my part to break those barriers and provide equal representation. But for those of you still listening, whether you're playing, you're coaching, you're cheering from the sidelines, let's work together. Let's champion and support girls and women in sports, not just today, not just this week, but every single day. So with that being said, let's hear from some of our Newman Jets women's basketball team. We'll recap their big win. After that incredible performance on Saturday, Amy Briggs and the Jets ladies knocked off Rogers State, winning by 26 on Saturday inside of Fugate Gymnasium. And after the game, I caught up with head coach Amy Briggs, and of course, our player of the game as well, which was sophomore Jaden McMillan, after yet another double-double performance on the floor. But in addition to those recap interviews from Saturday's broadcast, I got to catch up after practice the other day with sophomore Delaney Wiley and junior Sage Grampsis as well. So let's get to know some of our Jets on the basketball court and continue to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
It's time now, though, to recap our women's contest with head coach Amy Briggs and our post-game coaches interview, sponsored by Donlinger Construction. Donlinger Construction is a leader in construction and has been for more than 125 years. Donlinger provides high-quality construction services all across the Midwest, and you can learn more at donlinger.build. Again, Jackson Schneider joined now by women's head coach Amy Briggs after a big-time Jet performance, coach. An absolutely dominant second half after another one of those games that was kind of even and back and forth through the first 20 minutes. But this time it's your defense that really commanded the action and your offense fed off of that as a result. What was the biggest factor in that second half success to you?
Yeah, we just talked about some few things at halftime that we needed to clean up, and then we really executed. We did a good job at getting into our gaps and then just limiting some extra chance opportunities for them and really cleaning up the glass and taking away everything that they wanted to do, sticking to our scout and the personnel.
The offense, like we mentioned, kind of fed off of the defense, and it just felt like there was a much more patient, confident approach to the offensive side of the ball today, and kind of that complementary aspect we've talked about before, that you get that stop, it builds a little confidence heading into the offensive side of the things, and then of course the shot falls and it all just kind of cycles through again.
Yeah, definitely. We stayed really composed. We know they pressure a lot, so I was really happy just with our turnover count in a game where their guards get into us, and so just handling that pressure and then really attacking off the dribble and getting to the free throw line. You know, Jaden got herself there 8 times, which is really, really good, and just taking really good shots.
Jaden will join us here in just a little bit after another double-double performance, but you told me earlier today you had a good feeling. You thought this matchup played out well for Jaden. She could score and she could rebound, and you called your shot, said she's going to have a double-double today, and that's exactly what she finishes with. Now tell me, is that just like a sixth sense that you have for a coach, or is that just like a tactical thing? You knew she's going to have some matchup success today, I think.
Yeah, and she's been really good at bouncing back, and she was ready for this game, and I just had a feeling she would get herself a double-double. And then when she's doing that, it's really hard to stop us, and she did it in a wide variety of ways. She got a three down, she got to the free throw line, got to the basket, got a little pull-up, so just did it in a wide variety of ways, so really happy and pleased with her performance.
Paige Kraft, I felt like, had a really great game today as well. She was so consistent, ends up in double figures herself today with 15 points. And the rest of the stat categories you look at for Paige, they don't blow you off of the table or anything, but it's just how consistent she is at doing the little things right that impresses me so much. And I want to know kind of your thoughts on how a player like that can impact winning without maybe the big stat performances.
Yeah, she's a great leader, that's first off, and she did a good job of keeping us all composed on the court and then just really getting us into our offense and being the point guard that she can be. And she just kind of feels some positivity into her teammates, and she does that at practice as well. She's a great practice player, and so I'm just happy for her to just have a really nice game where she could do off the dribble. She got her threes as well, but I think a big thing is just that leadership piece that she's been able to develop into and bring.
Now, this is a great win. It is a important win because you leapfrog now Rogers State in the conference standings. You got big win number two, and you're still in that hunt for that top 10 spot to get to Kansas City with some opportunity in front of you over the next couple of weeks. How do you build off of a big win like this? Because you've got two big tests on the road next weekend.
Yeah, you know, just reminding them the things that they did today that impacts winning. And, you know, if we continue to do those things, we'll find ourselves in a great position. So we're going to enjoy today, and we'll get back to work on Monday obviously against we'll be able to play against Missouri Southern again, so they'll be ready for us. But we got them once, so I think that confidence is building in our group. And then you get to play one of the best teams in the country after that. So we're going to let it fly and see what can happen.
Awesome. Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the win.
All right. Thank you.
That's Amy Briggs, head women's basketball coach of your Newman Jets, as we'll now turn to our player of the game interview today. Tonight's player of the game for the Newman Jets is Jaden McMillan. Our player of the game is always brought to you by Influxer. You can shop officially licensed team apparel and custom NIL sportswear designed by your favorite Jets athletes. To learn more, visit NewmanJets.com and click the Influxer tab. Again, joined by sophomore Jaden McMillan after another stellar performance. Congratulations, Jaden, not only on your individual performance, but a pretty darn solid team win.
Thank you.
Take me through what that second half was like for you, because it was so dominant. You and your teammates outscored Rogers State 35-15 after the break.
Coming out in the second half, we knew that they were going to make some adjustments. We knew that we had to make some adjustments. We had the lead. We said we couldn't let down, and I think that we all just knew we came here to get a win, and we just stuck to our game plan and were able to just keep moving the ball, keep being consistent on offense and getting stops on defense.
Did you feel like the defensive success the junior team had today kind of helped you succeed more on offense? Because to me it felt like every time you got a stop as a team, you go in and you'd be more composed, more confident on offense. Did it all just kind of feed together today?
It did. It helps when we had good percentages from the two-point field, and we had good percentages at the three-point line. It helps when we can get good stops on defense and then respond on offense and get scores on offense.
Now, as a sophomore, you're still quite young, but mm-hmm. you have a very hefty leadership load on this team with all the things that you do. How do you try to kind of balance that being a leader and still learning? Because you still got a long way I think you can develop, and I think you know that.
Right.
But how do you balance the learning on the fly with also being a key leader on this team?
I think it helps having two older captains with me, Sage and Paige. While I'm the youngest, I can still learn from them. They're great captains as well, and just being able to learn from them while also knowing that I was chosen for that role as well helps with my confidence, helps me just know that I can help others younger than me or my age, and then also having that leadership role from the two older captains as well.
Well, I want to also know what you see in this freshman class too, because there were some times today where there were four or five freshmen on the floor and they were still doing some great things. What do you see in this freshman class and the potential that's there?
We have a really solid freshman class. We basically have freshmen that can fill any position. We have the point guards, the posts, fours, guards. They all know that they can go out there and do their jobs, and we trust them to go out there and do their jobs. They're mature. They also have that older leadership from me and everybody else on the court that just helps them succeed as well.
Awesome. Well, Jaden, the last thing I've got for you, big win today. But there's a lot still to come. You got two big ones coming on the road next
right.
week against Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State. How do you learn and grow from a win like this today and let it build into next weekend?
I think just mainly the confidence that comes from winning, the confidence that comes from knocking down our shots in games like this, I think that'll help carry over into next week. And we also played both of these teams twice. Or once already this season. It's our second time playing them, and I think that just the confidence going into it and then the knowledge that we already have from playing them once will carry over, and I think it'll help us get some good
awesome.
Games.
Well, Jaden, again, congratulations on the win. Best
Thank
of
you.
Luck next week, and we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you again soon.
Sounds good.
That's Jaden McMillan, sophomore for your Newman Jets. Our Influxer player of the game is Newman's ladies win it 67-41.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome into the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with women's basketball junior Sage Grampsis. Sage, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I know you're, are you nervous about this?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I always get the nervy reactions from first-time guests, but yeah. I promise it'll be easy. First and foremost, want to talk about what this year has been like for you. Newcomer to the team, transferred from Johnson County. Yeah. What's been the experience like so far?
Overall, it's been good. I think just as a team, we've had definitely some ups and downs, but I think with our last win on Saturday, we could make a good push to hopefully make it to the tournament these last few games.
I want to go back to Saturday because that was such a felt like a turning point kind of moment for this team. There have been a couple of those.
Yeah.
But to come out in the second half like that, tell me just what you saw from your teammates and just fully dominate 20 minutes of basketball like that and earn a hard-earned victory.
Just like, I mean, our bench is always hype. That always gets us like going. And once like we start knocking down a couple threes, I feel like we're pretty dominant. Like once we're hitting, we're on. And just like everyone's mindset and like just changes because everyone's like, okay, let's play for each other. Let's hit the shot for each other. But I just think like we dominate because when we play together, we share the ball.
Defensively, it felt like that side of the ball kind of carried the offense. Like I've noticed you get a couple of stops and that kind of helps the offensive like chemistry or confidence kind of build, and it just kind of feeds off of each other.
Yeah, for sure. Our defense definitely does fuel us because like once the other teams go on like a little bit of a run, I feel like we kind of like sometimes just think the game's over. But like when we're getting stops and getting kills, it's like changes our whole mindset and we just like push it harder, play harder overall.
For you, what has been like the biggest adjustment for you being a new member of this team and kind of trying to find your spot? I mean, you've started every game this year, so how did you kind of carve out this role and how has it kind of changed maybe over the course of the season?
Honestly, just like stepping into that upperclassman role, like trying to be more of a vocal leader, and just I feel like not like bad pressure, but just like pressure more to like just have to like hit the shot, just do more for our team and be one of those players that is like shows up every game ready to play. Like just I don't know, just trying to be more of a leader this year as an upperclassman.
Do you feel like playing a couple of years at junior college kind of helped you prepare for that?
For
because
sure.
you certainly got to grind at the junior college level.
It's definitely a different type of ball down there. And like my JUCO coach, like, if we weren't talking during practice, like, we were running. So, like, I think that has helped, like, my voice transfer over to here and, like, help the younger classmen being, like, we need to talk to, like, be successful. And so I think that's the main thing that I got from JUCO. And just, like, knowing how hard you have to work to get to the next level.
Now, for you, I mean, this is a really young team. So to come in yourself as a newcomer, but being one of those leaders, the more veteran players that played a ton of basketball, how have you tried to kind of take that leadership and kind of guide, especially with so many talented freshmen, you know, playing big minutes for this team? How do you try to lead a group like that?
I think just like support them and like give them my voice that like it is okay to like miss a shot or whatever, like keep shooting, because like as a freshman I'd be like, ooh, like I don't know if I should keep shooting, like maybe I should just give it to the older girls. But like no, like you're out there for a reason and like everyone trusts in you. So I just like try to throw that at them, like you got it, and just like preach to them like the work you put in is the work you get out.
What maybe excites you the most about the potential of this team? Because there's certainly a lot of talent, a lot of, like we mentioned, a lot of young players still kind of learning as they go. But what, when you look at this group and how young it is and how you're able to compete as well as you have this year, and even in losses, like you've had a lot of opportunities late in games, it feels like you're just kind of a few steps away. How do you look at this team in the future, and what excites you the most about the potential there?
I feel like there's a bunch of potential. Like I think each year, like this year was already an improvement from last year, even though I wasn't here last year. Like I think like we're on a rise overall. Like next year will be even better, and like with these last six or seven games, like I think we still have a chance to turn our season around.
Well, certainly you got second half of conference play, a lot of opportunities in front of you. What's the biggest area of improvement though need to be for this group to reach that goal?
Probably just playing a whole 40-minute game. Like, I feel like sometimes we're, like, a 30-minute team instead of, like, finishing the game. So I think just being a 40-minute team overall.
Now, for you personally, let's talk about you, because again, you're new on this team. You've only been around for a little while. So for some of our listeners, with this being your first time on, what's something someone has to know about you and what you bring to this team on the floor?
I mean, I think like my stamina, like I can just be in the game for a good amount of time, and my shooting as well. Like, I mean, I feel like this year, like maybe it hasn't been like my best compared to my last year, but just, I don't know, being able to stay in the game when I'm not fouling.
Well, that's been a bit of a struggle at times for the whole team the last couple of weeks. How have
rough.
You kind of, as a group, tried to work on that? Because I know you're best when you're able to be on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And you've had some games where players have fouled out. There have been a lot of high foul counts. How do you try to adjust to that and get better? Because you want to defend and play strong without that fouling aspect, right?
Like, working on it in practice and not, like, having to adjust to the refs and like don't be mm-hmm. stubborn. Like, we need, like, if they're calling something one way in that game, like we just need to be able to like accept it and change on the fly and not just like keep repeating the same little fouls that we're doing.
Now, I've done plenty of research on you. It kind of is my job. I got to dive deep, right? And I learned that, what is it? You scored, is it 43 in a game at Johnson County?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you when you can really get going, because we can all see the potential, what you bring shooting wise. Do you have any memories of that? Was everything just coming up sage in that game, or what kind of went into a game where you can put up 43 in one night?
I mean, I obviously was just definitely hot from three, and they were like sitting in the same zone the whole game. So like, I don't, obviously no adjustments were made for them, and I was just letting it fly. I think I got up like 19 that game, so just like keep shooting, and like they told me, they were like, you're getting a little close to the record. So I mean, just kept letting it fly and was confident in my shot.
That's awesome. And you're from Shawnee Mission. You went to Northwest, right?
Yeah, Shawnee Mission Northwest.
So you played in the Sunflower League.
Yeah.
It's one of the most challenging conferences in Kansas high school basketball.
Yeah.
6A. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that was like. What did you learn about yourself and about the sport of basketball playing in a league like that as you were coming up?
Honestly, it was awesome. Like, I loved my our high school program. Like, it was just so fun to be a part of. Like, all of our coaches were so supportive and good coaches, and like, we were really like a family down there. And like, junior year, we made it all the way, which was awesome. And like, I feel like in high school, like I was point guard like full time, mm-hmm. so like I was more of like pass first mindset and like just team player more than like my college. I feel like I've had to like switch to being more of a scorer. Mm-hmm. So, but it was, high school was awesome. Like, and just like playing that competition like throughout the year, once you got to the state tournament, like you've already seen so many hard mm-hmm. teams. So
that's really fun. Now,
yeah.
Outside of basketball, I had the privilege of traveling with you guys a couple of weeks ago down to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. kind of seeing what this group was like on the road. Give our listeners a little insight into what it's like to be with this group and to travel and to experience the craziness of you know, 16 ladies on the road.
Honestly, it's like just a great time. Like, our team is just like, I don't know, I've never been on a team like this, just so goofy and like close with each other, and like we make best of everything that we do. So I feel like it just, every trip we get closer.
Now we're getting ready to head on another road trip this weekend out to Pitt and to Missouri Southern.
Yep.
So for fans who want to get a little feel of what that's like, especially if they were to travel with you, are you a napper on the bus? Do you listen to music?
I never can nap. I always try to rest my eyes, but I never can nap on the buses. And when I was younger, I could knock out in the car, but like in JUCO, like the charter buses were kind of like the same. So like, I've just never been really a sleeper on the bus.
Do you listen to music or?
Yeah, music and like just scrolling on the socials on the way down.
if we were to like hit shuffle right before a game, what's maybe the first song that would come up? What kind of gets you going ready for a basketball game?
I'm more of like a little R&B girl. Like, I don't like all the like rap super hype stuff, so like SZA and Drake and Rod Wave are probably my tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any hobbies outside of basketball, things that you like to do to unwind or relax?
I mean, since I've been here, like, I like switched my major to athletic training, and I was like doing business, so like that's definitely an adjustment to like the classes are just like completely different, definitely harder. So I've been like trying to focus a lot on my classes, and I don't know, I love being around my friends. Like, my friends are just like everything to me, so I go try to like see my friends back home, but also like connect with my teammates here, and I enjoy coming to like all the other sports games. Mm-hmm. So
well, we got a lot of that.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you. Who's maybe the funniest teammate that you have?
Ooh, probably Char and Danny. Charlize and Danny.
What makes them funny? What are they?
I don't know. Just their goofiness and, like, everything they say is just, like, what, like, comes to their head, they say it. So it's just, like, not, like, always super filtered. So I don't know. It's just funny.
All right. Well, the last thing I got for you, Sage, again, going on a big road trip this weekend, a team in Missouri Southern that you guys knocked off here in Fugate,
mm-hmm.
and a team in Pitt State that's one of the best in the country, looking for a little payback there.
No, seriously.
What does this team have to do to get the job done this weekend?
Just lock in on our matchups for sure, especially, like, that Southern girl that kind of, like, killed us last game. I think, like, if we lock in on her and then hopefully at Pitt we can just knock down a few more shots and just play a full 40 minutes. I think that's what we need both games, is just to like finish and not like harp on our like bad things that happen. Like, you just need to forget it and keep moving on.
All right, Sage, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you.
That's junior Sage Gramsis. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom, and while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change, or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas, and with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman sophomore Delaney Wiley. And I want to start off, Delaney, I got to ask all our first-time guests, are you nervous?
No.
It's just an interview, right?
Yeah.
Nice and easy. Now, I want to start with this because it has been so fun to watch you over the last year and a half now just grow as a player. But I want to know from your perspective what this journey has been like so far. I mean, you've got about, what, 9-10 games left of your sophomore year. Where do you feel like you've grown the most and learned the most over that process?
I feel like just my confidence on the court, especially offensively around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've really grown my perimeter skills this year especially.
Absolutely. We've seen that on display a ton of times. What went into developing that outside shot just a little bit more?
Just putting shots up and just really listening to my coaches, just really staying positive, because, I mean, you're going to miss. So you have to just stay positive.
Well, one thing that I've enjoyed is your defensive ability as well. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I've been tracking this all year long. You're second in the conference in block shots as just a sophomore. What goes into kind of developing that shot blocking ability that you've created?
I think really just trying to time it well, trying to stay out of foul trouble, but still get my hands on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a tough line to walk, and I know at times it can be tough, especially for you in the post, but trying to defend like that, but also having to battle some big physical bodies and battle foul trouble at times, how do you try to kind of battle through all of that and still be the impactful player that you are inside?
I really just try to not let the past possession affect me and stay up straight. I've been working on not trying to swipe down, just really affecting my defender when I'm up high.
Yeah.
Because it'll make an impact, so.
Absolutely. Well, you are from Springfield, Missouri, right?
Yes.
Had the opportunity to go play in Springfield this year, right?
Yeah.
Out at Drury. What was that like to be able to play in your hometown in a tournament like that? I know you got to spend some time with the family. Take us through what that weekend was like for you.
No, yeah, it was super fun. I played at Drury in high school for tournaments, so it was fun to go back and play while I was in college. It was a nice experience. I got to have a lot of family and friends come to my game, and it just felt good to have a bigger support system because it's so close to home.
Yeah, and everybody got to go meet the family, right? Hang out at your house. What was that like to have the whole crew over at your home?
It was fun. It was fun. It was cool to show them, like, where I'm from, where I live, my house. And I think my parents loved it. I think it was just a fun experience for everyone to get to eat a good meal, home cooked, and just hang out.
Absolutely. And more importantly, you got a big win there on that floor too, right? I'm sure that was really like an emotional high for you, like you mentioned, to go play there again, to come out with a win, right?
Yeah, I think it was really cool to get a big win like that in front of all my friends and family and really show like what this team can do and our potential.
I'm glad you said that word potential, because I asked Sage about that as well, and she was really excited about the potential of this team. What excites you the most about the potential that this team has?
I think it excites me that most of us are young, and we still have at least a year, and I think when we have good games like this past one, it really shows that we are a really strong defensive team. And when we stay strong, we lead, and I think we just bounce off of each other and our energy. And I think as we play more together, it's just going to grow and get better.
What's it been like for you to be a part of this sophomore class that's been so pivotal in the progress over the last year or so? I mean, between you and Jaden and Danny, and we can talk about Carly. I know she's been battling some injuries too, but you have such a strong sophomore class that you're a part of. What has that been like for you in as you've grown over the last year and a half now?
I think it's been fun. We get to all do it together. It's not like just one of us was thrown in. We all were thrown in as freshmen together. So I think it helped that we all had each other, because last year was definitely a learning curve. But I think since we all were going through it, we all just uplifted each other. And I think it was fun because I know not everyone gets that opportunity so young.
Certainly. And I know it's you said fun, and I'm sure it is, but it's also hard, right? Like you have to kind of shake off some of those tough losses and just grow from them. What was maybe the biggest learning experience you had in that freshman season, being thrust into action right away?
I think just the physicality of especially down low in the post, because I feel like last year there was a lot more older players as post players. And as you grow in college, you just get bigger and stronger. So I think I really just had to adjust, and I had to show the physicality first, being the smaller player and younger player.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to know about you outside of basketball as well. So tell everybody, what are you studying and what are your goals academically?
I'm studying elementary education. Right now I want to be a first grade teacher. I just try to keep my grades up. I think that's important. I think being on a basketball team keeps me accountable, and just having good grades and being respectful in the classroom and stuff.
Have you gotten a lot of experience in a classroom yet? I know you got some student teaching coming, I'm sure, very soon, but what excites you about being in the classroom and impacting young lives?
I just think that so young, it's so crucial to make a good impact for them to enjoy their next years in school. I think it's just so important. That's when they decide if they're going to love it or hate it. So I'm excited to make that impact and be that like leading person they might need in their life, because you never know where kids are, what's going on at home. So
absolutely.
I want to be that helpful
person. Did you have an impactful teacher when you were growing up that kind of made you think maybe that was something you wanted to pursue?
Yeah, I always had good teachers, especially when I was younger. And I think that's what impacted me when I got to high school and was thinking what I want to do with my life. I thought back, and I think that made a big impact on me, and I want to make an impact on others.
That's so fun. I've come from a family of teachers. My side, or outside of broadcasting, I'm working in education myself, so it's exciting to hear other people wanting to get into that, especially there's a teacher shortage, so you got to get involved, right? There's going to be opportunities. But outside of basketball, again, what do you like to do to relax? What are some of your hobbies? Are you a reader? What do you do to kind of unwind?
I just like to hang out with friends and family. Sometimes my free time, I feel like I don't do much. I don't know. I feel like I'm always hanging out with someone. I work at 7 Brew. That takes up some of my free time here on just like off days. It's just, that's a fun job.
Yeah.
Meet new people.
I bet. Now, so you're a coffee person then?
Yes.
You drink a lot of coffee?
Coffee and energy.
What's the go-to coffee order? If someone's going to come visit you,
I recommend an iced blondie with toasted marshmallow. That's my personal favorite.
Okay, I don't know if that's my thing, but I might try it.
Yeah,
just
you gotta give
recommend
it a try.
Now, we were talking with Sage about what it's like to travel with this team. Mm-hmm. Because I got the opportunity for the first time a few weeks ago to go on the road with you guys, and it was loud at times. Yeah. It was a little fun. You know, what from your perspective makes the trip so special with this team that seems so tight-knit?
I think that this team is just really close off the court. When everyone got to campus, we just really hung out outside of just basketball. And I think especially last year, because there's a lot of us from last year, the season that we had, it kind of forced us to be close, mm-hmm. I feel like. And so we just brought that to this year and the newcomers. And I think that's why it's so fun, because we're all just friends with each other. We're not just teammates. We're friends off the court. Like, we hang out.
That's awesome. You've got to have that kind of aspect with your teammates. I mean, you're with them all the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Nice community, yeah.
But better than hating who you're traveling with, right?
Because I know some teams it's not as close-knit for sure.
I'm sure that certainly helps, you know, build this team chemistry on the floor,
mm-hmm,
too,
for sure.
Right? But big parts of team chemistry are coaches, mm-hmm. too. Tell me a little bit about what your coaches are like and how they've helped you to grow to where you are and maybe continue growing here over the next year or two.
I just feel they're very uplifting, and they listen. They know what each person needs to hear. And I feel like when I got here, my confidence was personally low. I just didn't have the best time in high school. So when I got here, it was just awesome to have someone that like believed in me and pushed me to be better. So I feel like I just thrived in a positive opportunity that they gave me and environment.
What do you enjoy about Newman, like outside of basketball? What makes this place so special? What have you enjoyed in your year and a half here now?
You just know everyone here. It's a nice community, but in the classrooms, I like how small they are. I like that I can go see my professor if I need help, and I think that's what helps keep my grades up too, because it's like there's only 15 in the class, so it's easy to get to know your professor. I think it's easier when you travel too, because they know you personally. Like, you can see them. They come and they're in the stands sometimes, so I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about your teammates. Who's maybe the funniest? I've gotten very similar answers, so I'm going to learn who the ringleaders in the laughter are, but who's the funniest teammate that you have?
I feel like there's a few. I'd say, like, Paige and Danny are really funny, but Charlize is also really funny, too.
What makes them the way that they are? What makes them so funny?
They're just always trying to make people laugh. I feel like the jokes are just funny, and they're just at the perfect time. I don't know. I get you.
Got to pay attention on the next road trip. I want to see if I can catch on to this. But
no,
when I was on the bus, it just seemed like you were all laughing, so I couldn't tell who was who.
It's always something.
Well, we're about to head on another road trip, mm-hmm. down to Joplin and to Pittsburgh, so not far from where you're from again.
Yeah.
Do you plan to have family there in the stands supporting you for this road trip as well?
Yeah. Just close enough to have some family.
Do you feel like that helps you, I don't know, amp up your play? Do you get nervous when you have – because when I was a kid – my mom showed up, I would get tense and nervous
for some reason.
Yeah. So what's it like for you?
I feel like, I know they watch on TV, so I feel like it's almost the same, but I think it makes it more exciting, because if you have a good game, we have a big win, you get to like go see your family, give them a hug in person. So I'm excited. Makes me excited.
Do you have siblings?
I have a younger brother. He's a senior in high school.
Okay. So do you guys go at each other's throats on the court when you were growing up? Did he help you? Do you help him?
Well, he doesn't play anymore, but he did when we were growing up, and we used to just like go in the backyard, and it was aggressive for sure. It was physical.
So something tells me, the way I've seen you defend down mm-hmm. low, that he got the worst end of that deal.
No, yeah, but he's got those long arms too, so I don't know.
Awesome. Well, Delaney, the last thing I got for you is, like we mentioned, you're going on the road this week, a couple of really big games coming up. What does this team have to do to put itself in the best position to be successful this weekend?
I think we just have to defend from the start, especially in the inside. They have two really good, strong post players. So I think just for coming out from the beginning, defensively strong, grabbing those rebounds, pushing the ball, and I think as long as we start strong and finish strong, we should be all right, be good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's Delaney Wiley. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this here on the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Final segment here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you here, putting a bow on episode 137 of our show. As always, with so many episodes and so much to listen to, if you've missed anything in past episodes, you can go to newmanjets.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and just search the JetCast and it'll pop up and you can like and subscribe and have alerts sent to you anytime we get a podcast episode released. But it's all right there for you, everything from the first semester of this year and beyond. So if you missed anything, be sure to go back and check it out. But let's wrap up today's show by taking a look at the upcoming schedule in the next week of Newman Athletics. It starts with a busy Thursday as the men's and women's basketball teams will head east to Joplin, Missouri to begin a road swing. They'll take on Missouri Southern on Thursday night at 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. Of course, you'll be able to catch the broadcast of that on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'll be there on the call. So for the free audio stream, you can just tune in on NewmanJets.com or, of course, on the Newman Jets app as well. We'll have you covered for play-by-play action of the Jets at the Missouri Southern Lions Thursday night. Again, women at 5:30 and the men to follow at 7:30. Also, at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, the Newman men's wrestling team, they'll be hosting the fourth-ranked team in the country on the mat inside of Fugate Gymnasium. They'll take on Nebraska Kearney, again, starting at 7 o'clock inside of Fugate Gymnasium. And there'll be video coverage of that on the MIAA network. Then on Friday, both baseball and softball are in action. Baseball is heading west to Lakewood, Colorado, just outside of Denver, and they'll be taking on Colorado Christian University in a doubleheader on Friday as the first game is set for an 11 a.m. Central Time start, and the second game will follow that about 30 minutes following the conclusion of game one on Friday against Colorado Christian. And then they'll finish up that three-game series on the baseball diamond on Saturday as well out in Lakewood. Will Drew Mouse and the Jets baseball team. Softball will be in action starting Friday morning as well at 11 a.m. They'll head down to Bentonville, Arkansas for the Alvin Early Classic. They'll take on Harding University at 11 a.m. and then Drury University at 1:30 on Friday. And then on Saturday on the softball field, the Jets will take on Arkansas Tech, the hosts of the Alvin Early Classic at 11 a.m. And then they'll also match up with Upper Iowa University at 1:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, the Jets women's tennis team will take on Arkansas Tech down in Edmond, Oklahoma to get the spring season off and running for the Jets on the tennis courts as well. All day on Saturday, men's bowling will be at the McKendree Baker Invitational in Fairview Heights, Illinois, up in the Chicago area. So they'll be in action all weekend long up there in Chicago, both Saturday and Sunday, all day long on the bowling lanes. Also, wrestling will be in action on Saturday at Labette Community College. They'll be taking on Labette Community College, but in Mulvane, as they will square off at 1:30 on the wrestling mats on Saturday. So just a short drive down to Mulvane, about 20-30 minutes down there to catch the Jets on the mats as well. And then Saturday afternoon, more basketball on the road trip swing, this time back into the state of Kansas to match up with the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. The women's action will begin at 1:30, and the men will be at about 3:30 following the conclusion of the women's contest. And much like the Thursday games, we'll have that audio coverage for you. I'm making the trip with the team. We'll have play-by-play coverage on the Newman Jets audio network. Of course, you can always listen for free, again, like we mentioned, on the Newman Jets app or on the NewmanJets.com website as well. But that's a look at the upcoming schedule for Jets Athletics here in the next week. But that'll wrap up our show, episode 137 of the JetCast here today. Plenty more JetCasts to come here in the next few weeks as spring sports really get off and running. Lots of exciting things going on. Lots of things in the works. Trying to add some fun interviews and cool things to our show here in the future. So if you're not already subscribed or following, go to NewmanJets.com/podcast to subscribe today. And again, we're available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcast, just search the JetCast. But again, want to thank our guests on the show today, RJ Allen and Boston Stanton III from the men's basketball team, and then a bunch of great interviews from the women's basketball team as we celebrated National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Head coach Amy Briggs, Jaden McMillan, Delaney Wiley, and Sage Grampsis. Greatly appreciate their time for their interviews and getting a great inside look at those athletes as they continue to do great things as really some great leaders and mentors for those that may be watching the younger Jets that might have some hopes of being young female athletes in the future as we continue to work for equality and progress in women's sports. But again, thanks so much for tuning into our show this week here on the JetCast. As always, I'm Jackson Schneider, and we'll see you next time here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.